It's Shots Radio with Tommy Anderson at the Electrical Services Stadium after this afternoon's vital 3-2 win over Salisbury City. And joining me now is first team coach Matt Gray. Well, Matt, you've had a chance to sort of reflect the game. What were your thoughts on that performance?
We got 3 points. Thoughts on the performance? We started the game well. We scored. We went 2-0 up. I thought we were playing really well. And to concede from 2 set pieces and to let them back in the game was really, really disappointing. So we got in at half time and started fast second half, got the goal. And second half, other than them sort of shelling balls forward towards the end, we looked pretty comfortable, and I thought we deserved the win, and what a massive win it was.
It was a massive win indeed. And you mentioned the set pieces there. It sort of had a Lincoln feel to it because they didn't really threaten, and then 2 set pieces, bang on its level again.
Yeah, as I just said, it's something we've changed a little while ago, and it's been working really well for us. So since the Lincoln game, actually, we've changed the way we defended our set pieces, and you know, up until today, it's worked really well. So we'll have a look at that again. We'll have a look at the videos and rectify that and make sure we're tight for the next two games left.
What's sort of going through your mind as a coach when you're comfortable and 2-0 up, and then within the space of 5-6 minutes it's level again?
We certainly don't feel comfortable until that final whistle goes. But no, when you're 2-0 up, it's obviously important that you're solid and you don't give anything away, and you don't need to score again. We're 2-0 up, but if a third comes and a fourth comes, then brilliant, and you pass the ball and you hit them on the break, and you certainly don't give anything away. But we did, and we made it hard for ourselves, but the second half we were good and won the second half to win the game.
Even from Luton onwards, you've really taken some excellent performances, even at Luton, Alfreton, Macclesfield. You've really taken that into today, haven't you?
Yeah, a sort of a scrappy 1-0 win against Hyde, and a really good performance at Luton, and 4 points out of those 3 away games. We'd definitely taken that before the start of the week to leave us in our own hands, and 3 games to go, and we've got 1 win, and it'd be nice to go and beat Woking on Monday.
Brett Williams will be up for Monday, and another 2 goals to his tally today. Where did you sort of rate Brett's performance?
Yeah, I thought Brett and Josh, I thought the front two were outstanding. Brett's got 2 goals and seems to be linking up. He's had not a nice break because he's suspended, but we did give him a bit of time off, a little bit of break from training, because he's never played this amount of games in a season before, and probably was looking a little bit tired just before his suspension. So he's come back fresh. He did well when he came on against Maxfield and took obviously a crucial penalty, and he scored 2 more today, and let's hope he can score another couple of goals in the next main 2 games.
When I spoke to yourself and Andy on the training ground a few weeks ago after Braintree, we spoke about sort of the mentality of the squad. And did you ever doubt the team's belief that they could get out of this fight?
No, never doubted the belief and never questioned their effort at all. I think if you look back at the course of the season, we have a bit of a bad spell before Christmas, sort of October time, around the Shortwood game. We had a little bit of a bad spell, but apart from that, we were reasonably consistent and kept the points rolling. And up until around the new year, we were sitting in a really good position, quarter final of the trophy and out of the relegation zone with a game or two in hand, and everything looked pretty rosy. But with us as well as anybody else, everyone has a little bit of a bad run from time to time, and I think the next 8 games, including the Havant game, I think we drew 3, lost 4 and got knocked out of the trophy. So it was a really bad period for us, but we managed to hang on in there, come through there with a couple of wins, and now it's in our hands, and hopefully we can see the job through.
Just how vital have the loan signings of Mark Phillips and Manuel Ilike been?
Crucial. We knew before the loan deadline that we needed to get players in, and to add those 2 players, the man he did well for us when he before he got recalled to Brentford, and Mark Phillips is someone Terry and Andy have known for many years, and I've also known him, but not personally, and he's come in and been absolutely superb for us. So 2 really good signings.
Well, Matt, it's a big local derby, Woking on Monday. You've got to take this result into Woking, haven't we?
Yep, it's a game we obviously definitely, I think everyone in Aldershot wants to win, and hopefully a lot of fans travel over there to support us, which I'm sure they will, and if we can win at Woking, I'm sure we'll have a good night.
Well, Matt, thanks for joining me in Word On today.
Thanks, cheers, Tommy.